I just want to, we had an encounter night this last Thursday. We had Sean Peel and his wife Bethany come in, and it was just a wonderful time of just worship and just what the Lord was doing. And so I want to encourage you, we have these once a month, and it's just a time of worship, it's a time of prayer, and it's a time of just ministry. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't attended one, you haven't been able to make it out to one, come out and make it. And it's live worship, so it's a nice time of just getting in His presence, and there's no preaching or anything like that, so we just want to spend time with Him. One of the things that the Lord shared with me on, and I really felt like it was for the whole church that night, was He gave me a vision. And in the vision, I saw tomahawk steaks, pretty much, with the big bones. You know how those big things are? You know, you see them on TV, that big bone hanging out, and you see all the steak and everything like that, all the meat and stuff like that. And I was like, man, thank you, Jesus. I'm hungry. So that would be, that's what I thought. But the Lord was showing me something else. And He's like, He showed me this one, and then He showed me this other. And I knew what He was showing me was the one was me, and the one was someone that was close to me. And I was like, well, Lord, why are we not joined together? And I was like, why is this going on? And so I felt there was a distance between these two bones. I was like, all right. And I was like, well, I want to be close to this person, but there's something that's separating us, something that's in the way. And so I was like, Lord, what do I do about that? And so He said, I want you to pray for that other person, but don't pray your will for that person. Pray my will for that person. I don't want you to pray to change their heart, to change their attitude, to change what they're feeling or change their behaviors or anything like that. I want you to pray my will in their life. I want you to pray according to what I want to do. And when He said that, I started praying for this other person. I was like, Lord, I just pray for your will. I pray that you would accomplish your destiny, you would accomplish your purposes in their life, you accomplish with your love and your encounter, that you would do great things in that person's heart, that you would do great things in their lives, Father, that would glorify your name, that would encourage them, Father, to continue on after you, Father. And as I'm praying, I'm looking up in my vision, I'm looking up towards this heavenly light, looks like. And then when I look back down at these two bones that were kind of sticking out, kind of jagged, these two tomahawk steaks, I see them both joined together after that. And the Lord was saying this and all that, pray my will for those people. And this is for this congregation. I don't know if it's family members. I don't know if it's a person that's been put on your heart, a long lost friend, or something else that's happening in your marriage or in your home or kids or whatever else. But it was for someone that was special to you to pray for them, for His will to be done in their lives, for His will. And you're going to see some reconciliation happening through that. So I was very excited to be able to announce that. Thursday night, that vision the Lord gave me, and I strongly sense it's for this crowd this morning too. So I want to encourage you, if there's something that's been going on, pray for them, for His kingdom, for His will to be done in their lives. Not just for them to be changed, not just because they did this and that, or because they need to get over themselves, or all these other types of other things that might be going on with any situations, but pray for the Lord to do something amazing in their lives, that His will be done. Amen? Amen? Amen. So we can receive that. So let me just pray into that real quick for you guys. So Father, that's for some here in this room. Maybe it's not for everyone, but that's for some people in this room this morning, Father. And I just pray, Father, for those other folks, those other loved ones, Father, whether they're family, friends, sons, daughters, spouse, whatever they are, Father. Lord, I just pray right now just for your will to be done in their lives, Father, that you would just get a hold of them, that you would have an encounter with them, that it wouldn't be about religion, Father. It wouldn't be about a checklist. It'd be about you in relationship with you, knowing, having a relationship and being able to talk to the one amazing, powerful God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and be able to encounter the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, Father. I pray right now just for them to have that type of encounter with You, O God. I pray that Your will be done in their lives, O God. That, Lord, that You would do on earth as you do it on earth as it is done in heaven, Father. We just thank You right now for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace in their lives, that You'd continue just to pour into them, Father, that they would be forever changed, not to our liking, but to Your liking, O God. We thank You, Father, for the plans and purposes You have for them in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. So that's good, that's good. So that was free. So I'm not going to charge you for that. So that's a good thing. Oh, that's so nice of you. I don't charge you for my sermons as it is. So we're good. We're good. Amen. Amen. So today I was praying about things and talking to the Lord about things of where we're kind of going. And sometimes you need to shake it up a little bit. Sometimes you need to shake it up. I mean, church is a wonderful time. I love getting together with people, but I don't want to be here just for a checklist. I'm not into religion. I'm not into checklists. And religion is just a traditional experience of using a sacred experience as a mundane way of serving. It's nothing special if it's just a mundane thing. There's nothing sacred about it if it's just doing it a tradition that's been passed on after time after time after time. There's nothing special about it. There's nothing sacred about it because you have nothing in the relationship. It's blah, to be honest with you. And that's why, I mean, that's a good word of way to say it's blah. That's what religion is blah. Relationship is where it's at. And we can all have a relationship with knowing who God is, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We can all have a great relationship. But we have to want it. We have to want it. We would have to participate. I mean, you can't change the game if you're sitting on the bench. You can't score any buckets in a basketball game if you're sitting on the bench. You can't be like Ashton and catch amazing football passes from your QB if you're sitting on the bench. You just can't do it. Can you? You cannot. I mean, it's just what it is. So we're going to talk about participation today. And I want to encourage you to participate. And, you know, we serve a God that's all about wanting to inhabit the praises of His people, wants to walk alongside us, wants to be with us, wants to share His word with us and give us revelation, illumination in that. That's amazing because no other religion does that. Did you know that? No other religion did their God come down and die for them and give them freedom. No other religion does that. Amen. That's right, Jack. No other religion does that. All other religions give you laws, and if you don't obey those laws, there's consequences and judgment. That's it. Christianity is the only thing that says it's not by works, it's by grace and by faith. That's it. That's it. And that's such a wonderful thing because He loved us first. And I'm so amazed by that because it's just so mind-blowing. And that's why it's so mind-blowing to the world. The world thinks nothing's for free. Nothing could be love, you know. We say, oh, I love pizza. And boy, I do love pizza sometimes. I'll be the first to admit that. I do love pizza. But not the same type of love that really talks about loving the Father. Not the same type of love at all. But I want to encourage everyone today, we're going to do some participate. So how many of you, and be bold in this, come on, I want some participation. How many of you have ever prayed for someone? Inside church or outside church? How many of you have ever prayed? You can raise your hands, it's fine. Pray for someone? All right, that's awesome. That's awesome. I love it when I see things like that. Would anyone care to give me a story? Would anyone be brave enough to give me a story of just when you pray for someone? It doesn't mean anything happened. Or maybe something awesome happened. And you're like, man, that was a waste of time. Would someone be able to share that with me this morning? Who's brave enough to do that? I know, it's right on the spot. I'm like, oh no, Pastor Van. Oh, Doreen, go ahead. Okay.
I went to Global Group, and we did our machine. What'd you just do? Because she started to walk.
Wow. Wow, come on.
It was just like the Lord started the mission trip before the mission trip.
Yeah. So, amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. So thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Doreen. That's amazing. And how did that make you? How did that set you up for the rest of that trip? How elated were you in that response?
Yeah, I was stoked.
Yeah, you're like, yes, God just moved in healing. Why wouldn't you be stoked? I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's the way to kick off a mission trip. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that's pretty amazing. Does anyone else have one that they would like to share? Jared?
Yeah. It was over 2 years ago, and this involved Diana. She had it laying on the pillow next to me.
Mm-hmm.
He brought her out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there was no way
mm-hmm.
it was happening the way it
mm-hmm.
did.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's awesome. That's God doing things, just, it's amazing how God brings things out of situations that seem impossible for us. I mean, like, how in the world is this going to work out? I mean, we think about it, we can look at it in the Old Testament or the New Testament. I mean, Abraham's wife, she was 99 years old. How in the world am I going to have a baby? You know, I mean, you can look at that, or you can say, you know, or the disciples, oh Lord, we're going to drown in this boat. There's such a storm coming. Wake up. He's like, just be peace. Be still. And they're like, who is this man that commands the winds and the waves? Impossible. But God is a God of the impossible. He makes it possible. Right, Mike? Amen. That's good stuff. So I want to encourage us this morning. So get back to this right here. It's time to be active. And in this season, we've had two words mainly over this house for 2024 was to sow generously and also to make room. Okay? So those have been the two words for this house. So one thing that we can do for that is to make sure we're participating. And you might think, well, Pastor Van, what do you mean by participate? What I mean is, what we need to make sure we're participating with God here in this house, but also outside of these four walls as well. You know, if the Lord's giving you something, giving you a great, and I like Mike's analogy, and I'll use this one. If he's given us such a grand table of wonderful things on that table, and he's like, here, you have this. You can take it all. You can eat it all. You can have it all that God wants to give us. How sad is it that we're not sharing it with anyone else? We're getting all these wonderful things, all these promises, all these things that God wants to do in us and filling us up. But if we're not sharing it in here or out there, then what are we doing? We're not doing this. We're not fulfilling what he wants to do in our lives. We are just going to hog all that and keep all the blessing for us and not be able to bless anybody else. And that's not what God's intent is with any of that. And I mean, it talks about that in Hebrews. I'm just going to turn that real quick and read this. It says in Hebrews 5:12. I'm going to read it here. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, he's talking about being spiritually immature, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Church, I don't want us to be a milk church, an infancy church. That is not what this house is called to. And the author of Hebrews says it very kind of a little bit harsh, because it's like, hey, you guys should be leaders. You guys should be moving on in that stuff. And I don't want us to get stuck having milk when we could have steak. I mean, there's a big difference. When you're little, when you're a little baby, yeah, milk is great. That's good. You should be drinking milk. You know, that's good stuff. But how many of you know that Andrew would probably take steak over milk? Would you take that? Because it's like, hey, you know what? Milk is good, but man, give me something good I can sink my teeth into. I like it. You know, give me some solid food. Give me some good stuff. Give me the good stuff, man. So this is where we're in making room. If we make room for believers or unbelievers, you know, if we're making room for that, we can't be like, oh, we don't know what we're really doing here anyways, you know. That, why are we making room for more infants if we ourselves are infants? We have to be leaders, knowing how we can encourage, how we can see potential, how we can bring out potential of people coming into this house. Come on, church. We can do it. There's no reason. And this shouldn't be a message that's like, you guys are, I'm not saying you guys are immature, you're infants. I am not saying any of that. What I'm saying is that let's make sure we're acting like leaders. Whether you have a title in this house or not. And it's not like, oh, you know, the leaders are Pastor Kurt, Pastor Steph, Pastor Van. Those are the leaders. Yes and no. We are the leaders of this house, but that doesn't mean you can't be a leader, even without a title. That doesn't mean you can't be a mature Christian without a title. And because God called us to make disciples of everyone. He didn't say, I come to bring you titles. He didn't say that. Make disciples, not titles. Come on. So how do we get more participating then? Let's go back to participate. How do we get more participating? We've talked a little about what we need to participate and how we don't want to be infants. So we learned about identity for this past year. We had Dan Muller come in. Excellent. Oh, so good. We had Ray Light series last in December and into January. We had a little bit of that, which talked about identity again and through conflict and things like that are going on, emotional healing and things like that. And that was all good. All good stuff. So we know our identity is in Him. If our identity is not in Him, we're going to have a problem. Our identity is Him. And then also, we know our authority. Our authority is in Him. It's not, I cast out demons by the name of Pastor Kurt. You good demons, go out. You know, it's not gonna work. I mean, Jack, I will use your name a lot of times, but those demons don't come out. I don't know why, you know? It's all right. We have the authority of Christ inside of us. We can walk in that. We know who our identity is. We know who our authority is in. And this thing. There we go. I'm going to get at this thing. And our purpose here is the Great Commission. Go into the world, make disciples. That's what we're doing. Making room as well in this house. But then you're like, well, Van, how do I participate somewhat more? I mean, I sing and worship. I mean, I go to some of the Bible studies and things like that. What do you mean by participate more? What I'm saying is, stepping out of doing just something as a whole, but making something you do for Him. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I like that, Pastor Van. I don't know. And you're like, well, what do you mean by that? I mean that you stepping out in who you are and sharing it with someone else. It doesn't have to be a group. It can be just you. Well, Pastor Van, that's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask. As you know, I'm a very introverted person. I mean, I don't like to get up in front of people. I don't like to say things out loud. And it's okay, you know? It's okay. It's funny because, you know, There were a lot of introverts that turned more extroverts when the Holy Spirit comes on people. I myself am half introvert myself. I like my alone time. You ask my wife. I like my alone time. I like myself, sealed off from the rest of the world a little bit. I like that. But when Jesus comes in and changes some things, it's hard not to talk about how good he is. It's hard not to talk about how amazing he is and what he's done in my life and what I can relay to someone on what he can do in theirs. What I'm talking about is those times where you have those one-on-one talks with people. And so, and that's in this house, in this setting, and out there. Today we're going to talk about it here. How does that look here in this house? Now, this house is a safe place. I want you to all know that. This house is a safe place. If you use your gifts or trying out gifts that you're not as familiar with that the Lord has given you, I want you to know we're not going to throw you out because you said it once wrong or that you said it 100 times wrong. We're not going to throw you out and say, oh, you're out of here. Get. You're not using your gift. Like, bam. We're not going to kick you out. It's a safe place. But we want you to learn to use the gifts that God's given you. I mean, there's many different gifts. I mean, one of the ones that I use a lot is prophecy. And I love it when I can use that gift because that can be such a huge life changer to people. That the Lord tells you something about them, and then you give that prophetic word. And then it could be like, wow, that's so good. That could be so confirming. That could show what's going to happen in the near future. Or it'd be a word of encouragement. So make sure they're staying on a certain path or a certain way they need to stay on. I mean, it's been used in the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's used all throughout those books. That's something I love to do. And, you know, I try to make sure I get it right every time. But when I was practicing before, I didn't always get it right. There are some times I did not say it right, and I'm very sad that I didn't say it right now, but I've learned, and I had people come alongside me and say, hey, you know, that wasn't quite right. You need to check how this goes on and learn a little bit more, and I did. So what I'm talking about is people in this house, I want to encourage you to go after things in this house as well. People go after people. So you know, so let me give you an example then. So say it's Sunday morning, and I see something going on with one of my brothers or sisters. Say I see Mike, and I like Mike. You know, he's a good guy. I like Mike. He's a good guy. I like Mike. But I notice there's something going on. Maybe he's limping. Maybe something's going on. Maybe his face is a little bit downcast. And that's okay. We don't have to all come in. Oh, praise God, brother. We don't have to be lying. We don't have to lie about how we feel. We can praise him in the midst of the storm. There's definitely room for that. But we don't have to deny that, oh, there's nothing going wrong at all, and everything's falling apart. You can say, all right, God, well, I mean, things are going wrong, but thank you, Jesus. You're still on the throne. We can go there. But if you're like, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. But I see Mike. He's coming in limping. Or he has a downcast face, and I'm like, hey, Mike, what's going on? You know, I see this, and the Lord gives you discernment, too. And I see him do that, and maybe you're a pastor, maybe not. Maybe you're here just as not even a member. And you're like, you know what? I see Mike over there, and I see him coming in. Mike, can I pray with you for a moment? Would that be okay? Can we do that, church? Can we do that? What we're doing that when we do that is we're encouraging the whole body. We're encouraging everyone to do that. And that's just not for adults either. I'm talking to youth as well. I'm talking to the Andrews, the Ryans, everyone. I'm talking to everyone. You can all pray. Your prayers all matter. And you can go after this thing. You see someone downcast, or you see somebody hurting, or you know that something's happening on them, then you say, let's pray. Let's just go pray. And go for it. And who knows what the Lord might do? The Lord could heal. Wouldn't that be amazing? It's not like it's never been done. We see things happen like that. We see God give encouraging words. We see him give words of knowledge. We see all these things happening. We can see those things happening, and we can walk in those things. And how amazing is it when we see God do something amazing? Isn't it right, Doreen? When you see someone healed, when you see somebody restored, or when, you know, my favorites are whenever you, like, give the whole situation and you're talking to them, they're like, you just read everything that's been happening in the last 2 weeks. You just told me everything that's happening. And now I see that God's got his hand on the situation. It's huge. It's huge. So participate. So I want you to know this is a safe place to use those gifts. This is a safe place to be able to participate in doing those things. And you don't have to wait till Sunday morning either if you want to. Hey, you know what? There is a thing called a cell phone. What it does, listen to me, this is crazy now. This is crazy. What this thing can do, if you punch numbers in it, it will dial another phone that is miles away, and you can talk to somebody. Isn't that amazing? Wow, what kind of technology is this? And in some cases, you can even show your face to someone, and you can even FaceTime them. Come on, I'm talking serious, serious technology right there. Let me tell you. And it doesn't have to be a Sunday morning. You can be like, hey, the Lord might put somebody on your heart to be like, well, you know, the Lord put Gloria on my heart. I'm like, you know what? I need to call Gloria. Let me call her and let her know I'm praying for her. It's one thing to pray for someone, which is great. There's nothing wrong. The Lord put someone on your heart to pray for them. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's another step when you say, hey, you know what, Gloria? You know, the Lord put me on your heart. I'm just praying that God does some amazing things in your life. I'm praying that God just pulls out that good stuff inside your heart and that he can just show it to all those around you, that he can just pull out those great things, that he can do amazing things in your lifestyle and what he wants to do, and that you can just spread his love wherever you go. It's a different story when you're saying, hey, I want to encourage you. That's what God wants to do in your life. Can we do that, church? Can we do that? You're nodding me, yes. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, because this church is not a spectator church. If you're looking for a spectator church, there's plenty down that way and plenty down that way. That's not what we're into. We're into participating, and we're in for relationship. If you want to raise a candle and put a punch in your time card with God, and that's it, and that's all you want, and just go live your life the way you want to the rest of the week, this is not the house for you. Because we want to see God move. Jared.
Mm-hmm. Actions speak louder than words.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Actions can speak louder than words. They really can. I like having both, though. Both is powerful, though. Both is definitely power. Let my actions back up whatever I speak. Let my actions back up whatever I speak. So what we're going to do today, I was taking enough time, I think. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to let you participate with someone today. Now, if you are an introvert, you're like, oh, goodness, they're going to ask me to pray for someone. I don't know if I can do that. And that's okay. Just find one person. And it can be someone that you even like. How's that? I'll even make it so you even like them or even know about them. How's that? That's amazing, isn't that? Wow, so safe. I want you to find one person, and maybe you know them, maybe you don't, and I just want you to pray for them in this house. And maybe if you want to do a group, if you feel more comfortable doing a group thing, that's fine. There is no pressure on that. I'm not trying to pressure anyone, but I want you to participate and see what the Lord does. That's what we're going after today. And then next week, we'll talk about how we take what we have here and go out there with it. Where it's, you know, it's safe in here. Out there, it's still safe. Did you know that? If you're walking as a king's son or a king's daughter, it's still safe out there too. Even though the environment may not feel so safe, it's still safe. So that's what I want to do for a few moments. So I want you to find one or two people, and I want you to just pray for each other. And if you want to ask them for something they want prayer for, that's fine. But I just want you to pray for someone. And then we'll, in a few minutes, we'll come back, and then we'll pray and we'll close. How's that? So go ahead, get somebody. Grab somebody, take and say, hey, let's go. Let's find somebody. All right. How do you feel? Do you feel okay? It's a lot. It's for some people. It's like, it's okay. It's all right. It happened. It's a good thing. It's okay, you know. It's a good thing. It's something you can be excited about. Now, I will ask also, whoever you prayed for this in this time, I would ask that you pray for them at least once this week. Whoever it was, pray for them once this week. And if you have their number, text them. Say, hey, you know what? I'm praying for you. If we could do that, that would be amazing. So, I just want to encourage everyone. Hey, it's not hard. It's not hard to pray for people. It's not hard to see God move in people's lives. We just have to be able to participate. We just have to be like, okay, I'm just going to do it. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just say, all right, I'm doing it. So let's pray as we close out. And just a reminder, whoever you prayed for, pray for them at least once more this week. And if you can, send them a text or give them a call. Like, hey, just want to let you know I'm praying for you. I appreciate you. I'm praying for you that God's going to do some great things in your life. Amen? Well, let's pray and close out. Father, I just thank you right now that you're making this house a mighty house, Father. That, Lord, there's no infants in here, Father, because you have great things in store for us. Because infants can't receive the promise of you, Father. Infants can't fulfill the promise of you. Lord, you have great promises. You have great things you want to do in our hearts, great things you want to do in our lives. And if you bring it to us while we're infants, we won't know what to do with it. We won't know how to handle it. Lord, you wouldn't give a baby a car because a baby wouldn't know how to handle a car. But you'll give a grown-up a car because they'll know what to do with it. So, Father, we thank you right now that you are encouraging us to go after you. You're growing us up even to be more and more mature than we already are. I thank you, Father, you're going to continue to do this in us so that we can receive the promise and we can fulfill the destiny that you've called us to. Whether destiny be a person, place, or a thing, Father. We thank you, Father, for that. And Lord, help us to just do it. To not think about it, to don't mull over it. When you ask us to do something, let us not be like, is that really you? I don't know, Father. Let us just go after it. Let's just go. Just do it. And not think twice about it. We thank you, Father, for the courage and the boldness to step out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Blessings, guys. Can't wait to hear some testimonies about this week.